Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 11th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Right now, the pastoral staff of Mount Brook Baptist is on a retreat planning for the next season of ministry, and so we covet your prayers as we continue to map out this next year and also vision for the future. Exodus chapter 35, starting in verse 30, and we'll go through the next chapter 36 and verse 7. As I read, you may be thinking, didn't we already cover this material? We did talk about Bezalel and Aholiab last Friday when Bob Baker read, but there's something interesting that is new here today. It says that Aholiab, it has the ability to teach others. So it got me thinking about how we as believers, well, first, just thankful for our teachers. It is Teacher Appreciation Week and the ways that teachers teach us and help us to grow. But also just in life as believers, just the goal of bringing someone alongside in discipleship or in life skills and helping people to become more of what God has called them to be. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood and to engrave in all kinds of artistic crafts. And he has given both him and Aholiab, son of Ahizamach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. So Bezalel, Aholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord has commanded." Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Aholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given ability and who was willing to come and do the work. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. And the people continued to bring freewill offerings morning after morning. So all the skilled workers who were doing all the work of the sanctuary left what they were doing and said to Moses, "The people are bringing more than enough for doing the work the Lord has commanded to be done." Then Moses gave an order and they sent this word throughout the camp, "No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary." And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do all the work. What a beautiful picture of willingness to serve and willingness to give. The people had brought so much that they didn't need anything more for the work of the tabernacle. My prayer is that the Lord would give us that same kind of willingness, and also that those who are skilled would be willing to use their services for the church. Psalm 135, "Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him, in the heavens and on the earth, in the sea and all their depths. He made clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance, an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak, eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, praise the Lord. House of Aaron, praise the Lord. House of Levi, praise the Lord. All you who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. We're moving on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20. And I went back to the Bible Project video to remind myself, what is the trajectory of this book? Chapters 1 through 4 discuss disunity and divisions in the church, and in chapters 5 through 7, you may remember in the last couple of days, it's talking a lot about sexual ethics, and Christian sexual integrity, Paul says, is one of the main ways that we respond to Jesus's love and grace. And so today in this passage, there's going to be this dialogue between Paul and his opponents who say, I have the right to do anything, you know, freedom in Christ, woohoo. But Paul says no. He reminds the believers that this is a wrong-headed idea, that Jesus died for our sins and he died for the ruin of broken relationships that are caused by sexual misconduct. I wanted to read something to you from the Bible Project video that reminds us of one of the main reasons why we should not indulge in sexual misconduct. He says, just as Jesus was raised physically from the dead, so our bodies will be raised from the dead. Which means, if your body is being redeemed by Jesus now and in the future, then what you do with your body matters. It matters a lot. And it's not yours to do whatever you want. Paul is being super clear. Being a follower of Jesus involves no compromise when it comes to sexual integrity. That's a quote from the video. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 12, and we'll go through verse 20. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. You say, food for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy them both. The body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to just kind of mash up some of the ideas that God has presented to us in His Word today as we pray. Will you pray with me? Father, help us to be willing servants and help us to have the ability to teach others and bring them alongside. Whatever skills you've given us, help us to impart those to the next generation or to friends and family. Help us to use them in ministries, perhaps in volunteer roles. Help us to remember, Lord, that we as a church are a family. Help us to continue to pursue relationships within this family. We are reminded in Psalm 135 that you are great. And I just want to take a moment to recount some of the ways that you are great. You are great because you act as our Father. You love us unconditionally. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You always have been. And yet, for some reason, you have set your love on us. You are a brother to us. In Christ, we have someone that we can turn to and say, you understand. You are a deliverer and healer. Thank you for the reminder from 1 Corinthians 6 that you will raise our bodies. And so as we await that glorious resurrection, help us to use our bodies in a way that is honoring to you. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.